8th Perek of Erevin, Mishnah Yud. Continuation of that here in the previous Mishnah, you should not pour water in your shoes in a fashion that looks like you're pouring it directly out of the shoes into the shoes around. So Rav Leza, Ibn Yaakov, Biv is a drainage pipe. And that we're talking about, it's not a drainage pipe made out of metal. It's a drainage pipe made out of a material, out of wood or out of brick, that it can absorb also. If it's covered, Alba, Amaz, the shoes around, and if it's covered over, the pipe is intact for 4 hours of Shus Aram, Shaykhul Taykhul Maim B'Shabbat. The Tanakhara Rebbe Lezim and Yaakov holds that since you're pouring the water into this pipe, and the pipe is 4 hours long, and it's possible that it will all get absorbed in the crevices of the pipe before it makes the Shus Aram, that's good enough. And we don't say since you're pouring into a pipe, that automatically makes it look like you're pouring into Shus Aram. The Chacham disagree, they say, Afilu Gag Lechotzen Meya Amel Yishvach Alpi Aviv. Even this biv is going over a mea ama, 100 ama area of the chata. Even so, if you pour it directly into the drainage pipe, it looks like you're pouring it through Shus Aravim, even though there's a potential for it to get absorbed in the pipe. But a pipe, pouring it to the pipe looks more like you're pouring it out into the Shus Aravim. Maisa, this is a mafalekis, halotha, how we pass it. Yeah. And if the Shulchanos first brings the Molina opinion, then brings the Yeshema to be Machmir. So the Shita comes around up to be Machmir. Even according to Machmir, it says, I'll shape him the Gag Lagag, you can pour on one Gag, one roof, and it'll fall onto the next roof, and from there into Shita Rabin, because it's not directly into Shita Rabin, and then from Ma'am Yodin would be it, and from there it'll go into the pipe. But as long as the ground pours directly into the pipe, it's the right. Chosid Aftad Mistad Lab Amas. We learned in the previous Mishnah that if you have 4 amas of courtyard area, before you get to Shus Aravim, you're allowed to pour in the courtyard. Even if you don't have 4 hours in the courtyard, but you have a 2 amas of porch area and a 2 amas of chaser area, since you have some total of more than 4 amas, before you get to Shus Aravim, it's good enough.